Irene Wilson, who travels from her home to the custom market by taxi, says she can no longer afford the fares.
In regards to the fare, from my home to custom, currently we pay $2.50. Then from custom market to the workplace, we're paying $300. That is for only coming and then going back the same. At first, from my home to custom, we're paying $150. And then from custom to my workplace, we're paying $200. Basically, the instability in the pricing. You find you budget yourself with this, and then by the time you reach the place of boarding, you find things have increased.
The price of a liter of petrol has jumped to 1,000 South Sudanese pounds from £300 2 months ago because the depreciation of pounds. Joseph Madwot, a student at the University of Juba, says the high fares have hurt students.
Like what the transport is very expensive, not like before. It is actually expensive due to the increment in this prices for fuel. Like you cannot afford for transport. You cannot afford traveling at home and then going to the campus. Because at the campus there are also other requirements. For instance, you need to produce your copies, the handout, and then you also need for transport here. So you cannot really manage to cover it up all with the little that you have.
Jackson David, a resident of Juba's Lemongaba neighborhood, says the money he spends to commute every month is more than his monthly salary. David, who works in Juba town, says in the past he paid less than 500 South Sudanese pounds. Nowadays, David says he spends more than 1,000 pounds in fares every day.
You find that taxi drivers, they don't reduce anymore. They don't come down. They keep that price till they wait another one. The fuel crisis come, and then they also increases. Every citizen of this country have a message that the government should do something in order to at least control and help its people. But now sometimes we as a normal citizen of this country, you find that it becomes useless for us to continue telling people that we need this, we need service, or people are suffering.
Drivers and public transportation operators says they had no choice but to increase fares after prices for petrol and diesel soared. Hussein Almakin, who drives a taxi from Munuki to Konyokonyo Market, says now he spends 2,000 South Sudanese pounds to buy 20 liters of petrol. He says the high cost of fuel eats in his profits margin.
This issue has affected us more, especially when they increase petrol from 7,000 pounds to 8,000 pounds to 10,000 pounds, and then 15,000 pounds. As we speak, 20 liter of petrol is sold at 20,000, and at the same time, the owner of the car needs 15,000, then you put aside 20,000 for petrol. At the end of the day, we get 35,000, and after dividing all the cost, you remain with maybe 5,000 pounds.
Mohammed Abdullahi, another taxi driver, says taxi drivers normally lose money when there is a sharp increase in fuel prices.
This increase in tax fare has reduced the movement of people because most of them think the tax fare is too much for them. Even drivers realize that this tax fare is too much for common citizens. So drivers decided that even the petrol station owners increase the fuel prices by hundreds. We shouldn't be like them.
Fuel dealers say the increase in prices is the result of the local currency losing value against the US dollars. The South Sudan pounds started losing value in June. The Bank of South Sudan's suspension of loans to South Sudan from the World Bank and IMF was the main reason for the depreciation of the pounds. About 2 months ago, one US dollar traded for about 400 South Sudanese pounds. Today, $1 is worth 650 South Sudanese pounds on the black market. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.